Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin went AWOL for about a week, had checked into a hospital for some emergency medical procedures, didn't tell anybody. The president, well, the fake president, Joe Biden, didn't know where he was. Nobody knew where he was. This is total dereliction of duty. Trump has called for Austin to be fired, and that's exactly what should happen. But he won't be fired because, of course, Austin, I believe he was a top executive at Raytheon. If it's not Raytheon, it's one of the defense companies. This is all about corporate control over war. That's what this is. This is a racket. It's like when I interviewed former Congressman Dennis Kucinich. And Mr. Kucinich gets this completely correct. War is a racket. It's the defense industry that is just making money off of provoking war with Russia in one case, and of course now in the Middle East. The point is that incompetent people such as Austin will never be fired. They're required to run our woke military that is beholden to the woke corporations that want more war to make more woke money. This is all about pushing virtue signaling and making money, regardless of how many people die in the process. You know, regardless of innocent human lives that are lost. What are we looking at right now? 500,000 Ukrainian men dead or something close to that? The numbers are hard to nail down exactly, but it's in that range. That didn't have to happen. I mean, 500,000 young men who are gone because the U.S. weapons manufacturers wanted to make money off a war with Russia, and of course the State Department wanted to try to weaken Russia, all of which backfired, by the way. If anything, the war in Ukraine has shown how weak the United States has become and how weak NATO is. Does NATO have any military forces at all other than Turkey? I mean, the United States, of course, and Turkey. But I mean, what about Germany? What about France? What about the United Kingdom? They don't have anything. And the very little amount of equipment and personnel they have are ineffective because they're all woke and broke. Because that's what Western Europe has turned into, woke and broke, for the most part. But it's very clear to me that the powers that be in the United States, they are going to push us into war in the Middle East. And Israel is working overtime to try to rope the United States into that war anyway. So you can expect, here's my prediction, you can expect a major false flag event to sink at least one U.S. naval vessel, either in the Red Sea, the Persian Gulf, the Arabian Sea, or the Mediterranean. You know, that whole region there, we're going to lose at least one ship, maybe more. It might be anti-ship missiles, but it might be a nuclear warhead. It might be an underwater nuke. It could be something really massive that, in effect, the U.S. detonates against itself in order to blame, of course, who are they going to blame? Iran. They're going to blame Iran so they can attack Iran. And then, of course, Russia is going to get involved in the fray, and then we're in World War III, and the U.S. will just start losing ships. And why do you think they pulled the USS Ford out of there? They pulled the Ford out because they know they don't want to lose it. But the other vessels, frankly, the powers that be don't mind losing them because then that would, you know, that would motivate the U.S. people to join the war effort. Oh my God, we're under attack. The U.S. is just expert level at playing the role of the victim while provoking war everywhere around the world. Somehow the U.S. is always the victim, even with invading Iraq, for example. Well, we're the victims. And no, we didn't invade Iraq. No, we're there to liberate the people from their tyrant leadership, Saddam Hussein. That was the narrative. Oh, we're just there to help people be free. And who are we? Oh, we're a government that suppresses and censors our own people at home and has political dissidents rotting in jail in D.C. now for, what, 3 years nearly going on? I mean, we have no claim to righteousness or the rule of law or liberty or freedom whatsoever, but we will use that language to provoke conflict with other countries in order to of course, boost the profits of the military-industrial complex. But this may backfire catastrophically against the Democrats, because the Democrat people, you know, the party of the Democrats typically has been anti-war. And especially now, the Muslims. Oh, the Muslims are so angry at Joe Biden for not calling for a ceasefire in Gaza as Israel continues to carry out obvious ethnic cleansing, genocide, mass slaughter, total war crimes, you know, approaching some of the worst crimes in the history of the world in terms of just innocent murder of women and children. It's unreal. And the U.S. government says nothing about it. While the U.S. lectures all these other countries, oh, your elections aren't free. You squelch the voices of your dissidents. Oh, you have political prisoners. Hey, what do we have in the U.S.? We have all those things. And the U.S. is supporting genocide in Gaza. So the Muslim vote bloc is extremely angry. Can't blame them. And the Muslims aren't going to vote for Joe Biden. They probably just won't vote at all, because I'm not sure that Trump's policy is actually any different on this. Trump is just as much pro-Israel as Joe Biden. That's just the default position. But the Democrats are going to lose the Muslim vote. And Democrat volunteers right now are quitting in droves, leaving the Biden campaign. They're not willing to volunteer anymore for this pro-war regime that has totally violated the basic principles that the Democrats at least used to believe in, which was, you know, peace and anti-war and essentially what Dennis Kucinich laid out in a previous post. So get ready for more war, folks. It's going to get ugly in the Middle East, all by design. And you're going to see insane increases in energy prices. You're going to see, you know, wartime America. You're going to see the loss of U.S. naval vessels, no doubt. It's going to get ugly, and it's going to escalate, and that escalation is imminent. I wouldn't be surprised if Hezbollah just starts blasting the smithereens out of Tel Aviv any day now, frankly. It's right around the corner, so prepare accordingly. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here from naturalnews.com and also brighteon.com. This segment is sponsored by BeReady123.com, which is associated with a satellite phone store. So when you need backup power, emergency power, they have solar generators. They have the EcoFlow devices that you can charge with solar energy. And if you go to their website, BeReady123.com, you can see the monthly deals they have. And these can help keep you functioning during power grid failures. You can charge them with grid power when the grid is up, and then they can, of course, last for many hours, depending on the size and depending on what you're running, even when the grid goes down. Solar panels can recharge them. There are other ways to charge them. And then they have massive size ones here that can run essentially most household items for quite an extended period of time. So this is just one set of tools to consider for your survival and preparedness for what's coming. I mean, it's incredibly obvious now that extreme weather events are going to become, well, more accelerated. Geoengineering is kicking in. They're trying to cause food crop failures, famine, and just death by power grid failures. And that will kill, unfortunately, a lot of people, especially those who are not prepared. So get prepared in every way you can. Have a backup food supply, have backup power, have backup communications, backup emergency medicine and first aid, backup self-defense, and everything else that you need in order to make it through these very difficult scenarios, many of which are being engineered on purpose to try to make your life difficult. But here at Brighttown, we try to make your life easier, if possible, through knowledge, sharing, and preparedness and survival tips, including our sponsors that offer a lot of really strong survival gear that can help you navigate these things. So thank you for your support, and I wish you the best success getting through this. God bless you all. Thank you for watching today. Take care.